Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Romans chapter 12, starting in verse 9 and ending in verse 21. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection, and take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble, and keep on praying. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them. Be happy with those who are happy, and weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. And don't think you know it all. Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scriptures say, "I will take revenge, I will pay them back," says the Lord. Instead, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals of shame on their heads. Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good. Once again, that was Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 21 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. This is a great list to print out, post up, and memorize. There are over 20 commands in these verses. We remember first that we are not saved by law but by faith. We allow God to transform us while we surrender and cooperate with His work. These commands go against our fallen human nature, honoring others, blessing those who persecute, never taking vengeance, and more. This is God's will and the opposite of the pattern of this world. We all have room for improvement. And we can be changed if we allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives. Evil is the breaking of God's will. It can only be conquered with sacrificial love. Many people want God to obliterate all evil, though they don't recognize the evil in their own souls. We follow the way of Jesus, powerful enough to turn the other cheek, be crowned with thorns, and crucified. This is the way of resurrection. These verses are about living in love and overcoming evil with good. Selfishness is in the world, but good is stronger. As far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone from what we just read in verse 18. This means for your side of the equation, don't hold a grudge, forgive, and make peace. It also means there will be people who will not want peace with you, even if you try. What is important is to make sure you have done all that you can for peace in the relationship. This also means you give your pain to Jesus and find healing in Him, which empowers you to take the initiative for forgiveness, just like Jesus did. Overcome hurt with God's love. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. What are one or two things on this list that you can allow the Holy Spirit to work on in your life? What practical steps do you need to take? What is some hurt in your life that needs the healing of Jesus? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.